For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another installment of Dark Realms. If you're new to the YouTube or audio version, then, well, I've just made you aware of both. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can search for the Dark Paranormal Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and vice versa, if you're listening via audio, hop over to YouTube and search for at the Dark Paranormal, and don't forget on both of those methods to hit subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Today's Dark Realm was suggested by our wonderful Patreon, Jen, and she suggested what has been dubbed the most haunted castle in Britain. You probably know which one I'm going to say, Chillingham Castle in Northumberland. Now, Chillingham Castle is probably the genesis point for every spooky trope you've ever heard about or witnessed in a haunted castle film, for example. Bats around the belfry, the sound of dragging chains. These all are things which exist within Chillingham Castle. Indeed, at the very top of the weather vane of the castle is a golden bat. And that big golden bat isn't just there to scare you as you approach the castle, it's on the coat of arms for Sir Humphrey Wakefield, the castle's current owner, and also, of course, the castle and the acreage around also support various species of bats. As for the castle itself, it began life as a monastery in the 12th century. It was later fortified in the 14th century due to its strategic location to Scotland, and of course due to the ever-ongoing war with Scotland at that time. Even King Edward I stayed at Chillingham Castle in 1298 when campaigning against William Wallace. Yes, as in Braveheart, William Wallace. So to say the castle itself has witnessed a history of sieges, battles, torture, executions would be an understatement. And with a history steeped in warfare, treachery and suffering, it should come as no surprise that the place has its fair share of ghosts. Many visitors to the castle report overwhelming senses of panic, unease, and even direct encounters with these restless spirits themselves. Today, we'll take a look at some of the more legendary spirits said to roam Chillingham Castle, each with their own backstory and history, which seems to support the legend. And we'll begin with arguably the most famous resident of the spectral world of Chillingham Castle, the Blue Boy. For generations, people who would stay in the Pink Room at Chillingham Castle would report hearing cries, groans, even wails coming from the walls of the Pink Room around midnight. Some would see a small spark of blue light turn into a halo of like blue mist, which would form into the shape of a young child. Well, this remained a mystery until the early 20th century when, during renovation work, builders discovered behind a 10-foot thick wall a little chamber. And inside that chamber was the skeletal remains of a young child in a rag coloured blue. Arguably the most terrifying fact of that find was that the bones of his fingers were worn down. Like he had grabbed, reached, and scraped until his fingers bled to the bone for his escape. One escape that never came. Some 16th century documents were found next to his body, which kind of alluded to the fact his death was for political reasons. After the physical remains of the child were buried properly, the physical sightings of this child seemed to cease, but paranormal activity within the Pink Room continued. The current owner, Sir Humphrey Wakefield, has told many a story of guests staying in the Pink Room, saying there must be an electrical fault. We saw flashes of blue light throughout the night. For him to reply, there is no electricity supply to that room. He even morbidly joked, maybe we left a toe behind the wall. That's a sense of humour some of us don't share. Paranormal researchers have also recorded audio of a child crying within the empty room. On one occasion, they caught the sound of a child sobbing, despite there being no children on the estate itself at the time. But the on-record reports, which are the most terrifying, are obviously before the burial of the physical body. Because people would report the sparks, seeing this young child emanate from the wall in some sort of misty blue smoke, and he would slowly, with sullen eyes, approach the bed. All the time surrounding him would be this shrieking sound. You can imagine how terrifying that would be. But even today, apparently, guests in the Pink Room have reported feeling panic and grief and just being overwhelmed so much they need to leave the very room. As if the Blue Boy's final emotions were not only being replayed, but being forced on the guests in the room. But not all spirits at Chillingham are as terrifying as that, or as dangerous as one we will cover. Some are just downright heartbreaking, such as the Grey Lady, or Lady Mary Berkeley. Lady Mary was the first wife of Ford Grey, the first Earl of Tankerville, who ruled Chillingham in the 17th century. However, Lady Mary's world crumbled apart when Ford ran off with her younger sister, Henrietta. So Lady Mary spent her remaining days at Chillingham Castle with their infant daughter, awaiting the return of a husband who would never come. She died in 1719, still awaiting his return. But it would be Lady Mary who would return in the spectral form. Visitors and staff have both reported smelling roses, her favourite flower. The scent appears and disappears just as quickly. But much more terrifying than that is the sight of Lady Mary stepping out of her own portrait, which has been witnessed by guests and staff alike numerous times. Like I said, unlike the violent or the terrifying spectres we have and will cover, Lady Mary's spirit seems to be one of mourning. Guests and visitors will report the sound of a rustling dress as if a lady is trying to hurry past them, constantly searching for a man who will never return. The castle guides say that if you do smell roses and you're staying at Chillingham, then Lady Mary is nearby. Arguably the one very terrifying account for Mary herself was one guest staying the night at Chillingham woke to the scent of roses and felt an icy blast hit her in the side of the face. When she turned to face where the blast had come from, there stood a very anxious-looking woman. She jumped and switched the light on, and the woman disappeared. The next day, on her way down for breakfast, she glanced at the portrait of Lady Mary and realised it was the same person who was stood by her bedside the night before. But lastly, we will look at a spirit who put our previous two literally into the shade. We're going to talk about John Sage, the torturer of Chillingham Castle.
Let's have a quick break to ask you a personal question. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare. You would not believe the amount of things that can mess with our hormones. Even nature likes to put us through hormonal changes, premenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you're meant to suffer through it. And the good news is, you don't have to suffer through it anymore because we now have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony sells every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their over 30,000 plus reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
If the other spirits we've covered are either tragic or mournful, John Sage is downright malevolent. Apparently a soldier under King Edward I, he suffered an injury in battle and was made by the king himself the chief torturer of Chillingham Castle. During the seemingly never-ending conflict between England and Scotland, Sage himself is said to be responsible for over 50 executions of prisoners per week. But of course, he wouldn't just execute, he would torture them first, be that to gather information or for his own fun. And his methods were as inventive as they were cruel. From torture racks to a very comfortable-looking chair with nails for a cushion, to the Iron Maiden. Now, if you're thinking of the rock band, I did too. Until I realised Iron Maiden the band took their name from this device, the Iron Maiden. It's an adult human-sized doll, or like an Egyptian sarcophagus. It splits in the middle, stood upright, so a human can stand within, and is then locked. Now that sounds horrific enough to someone like me who has claustrophobia. But claustrophobia to a torturer of those days is probably very low down on the scale. So instead they had iron spikes on the inside of the doors of that sarcophagus of the Iron Maiden. So when the doors were locked, those spikes would pierce your skin, but only deep enough so you would die of blood loss. You would be perfectly alive when the doors were locked, and it would be down to you how long you remained alive. But knowing if you got free of the Iron Maiden, riddled with holes, you would then be facing John Sage, your chances were not going to ever be good. The most horrifying part of the John Sage legend is at the end of the Anglo-Scottish War, when he should have released all of the prisoners as part of the end of war treaty. Instead, he rounded up all of the adults, the men and women, and set fire to them. He then took an axe to all the remaining children,
that were also prisoners, massacring the entire prison population. But this is one of those horror stories with, well, not a good ending, but an ending which definitely proves karma exists. Because the townspeople gathered together, they got John Sage and they hung him from the nearby oak tree, and then they tore him to pieces by hand, taking home chunks of his flesh as grisly souvenirs of the death of one of the most evil men they've ever known. It should come as zero surprise to anyone that the ghost of John Sage is arguably one of the most terrifying phantoms we will ever cover on this series. People who have visited the torture chamber report being pushed, scratched, shoved, hearing words shouted in their ears, muttered curses, and one paranormal researcher being vividly told to leave in the middle of their night. Many paranormal researchers claim to have caught the voice of John Sage, but we won't include them on this simply because the ones I did hear, to me, sound like audible pareidolia. Basically, static where somebody tells you what they hear, and then you hear it a second time, and now you hear what they heard. So I decided not to add those on this. But some do repute they've caught the voice of the evil John Sage. One factual piece of information is that motion sensors are all around that torture room area. And those motion sensors are often triggered in the middle of the night when no one is on site other than security. John Sage, out of the ghosts that we've discussed today, is arguably the only one the staff themselves fear. It's said you know he's around because you can smell death. You hear limping footsteps, obviously something to do with the injury he suffered in battle. And also, a sound of dragging chains is accompanied with the spirit of John Sage. As I said at the start regarding tropes of haunted castles, rattling chains and limping footsteps are all part, arguably, of the John Sage phenomena. That might be, or he may be, the genesis of many of the horror stories you've heard or seen. Now, apparently one of the telltale signs within the torture room itself of his presence is the sound of a dragging foot. There are stories of people who are unaware of the story of John Sage, only learning as they go through the exhibit, who hear the sound, and they will go off to try and help what they think is another injured human being. It's only when they reach a dead end, or find they're all alone, that they decide to hurriedly head back to their party. Chillingham's reputation as the most haunted castle in Britain is certainly not without reason, with tragic and heartbreaking spirits like the Blue Boy and Lady Mary, and the malevolent evil of John Sage. The castle continues to draw in ghost hunters, paranormal researchers, and thrill seekers, as well as historians from around the world. Now, whether these spirits are simply recordings of history replaying themselves, or something much more evil and sentient, we may never know. But one thing we do know for sure is when you set foot in Chillingham Castle, you never feel like you're alone. And maybe that's because in this particular dark realm, you never are. Thank you for joining me this week, and be sure to join me next week when we take another look at another place of otherness, shall we say. Don't forget, if you have your own suggestion of where we should investigate for a dark realm, and the same email address applies if you have your own true paranormal experience, which we can share on our podcast, The Dark Paranormal, email me at contact@thedarkparanormal.com. But until next time, remember to stay safe, take care, and I'll speak to you all again next week when we step into another dark realm.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.